How's it going, everybody? Brent Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Friday here on the show, and you know what that means? It is Fun Friday. What in God's name does that mean, you ask? Well, we're going to have fun today, one way or the other. Sometimes I don't know how. But we got news to talk about. We, of course, have got SmackDown coming up tonight. And Maximum Carnage Collision coming up tomorrow. Raw on Monday with JBL showing up. And then we've got a lot of news. I suppose we can talk about old Corey Graves. Got some notes from Dynamite this past Wednesday night. We got some notes on ticket sales for WrestleMania. If you're one of the seven people that only want to go to one night, I'm going to tell you how to do it here. Got updates on Malakai Black and WWE and TNA and the Genesis show coming up on Sunday. And some notes on the Dynamite rating and plenty of other news. And then the show is yours. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about, as Cody Rhodes asks. Well, you can text us for now, 425-780-7566. Don't call it. It doesn't work. People do it every time. I don't know why. Text messages only, 425-780-7566. If you would like to email, you can email f4wonline@gmail.com. I think Brian at WrestlingObserver.com is also working at this point, but sometimes you never know. And on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, I am also F4WOnline. On X and Blue Sky, I am at Brian Alvarez. So there's plenty of ways to get your voice heard on this show. And then perhaps at the end of this program, we'll take your calls. We'll see. We'll see if you behave yourself. Back in a moment, Observer Live. On the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here for Fun Friday.
Sure, yes. It's not Perplexed Friday? You looked a little bit
I always look
shaken
like that.
There.
I always look like that. Hey, if you hear this show and you're like, man, what a fun show. I can't take it. I need more.
What are you taking?
All right, go to my ex, at Brian Alvarez. I was going to put it on like Blue Sky and everything, but this stupid, don't even ask. So anyway, it's on my X right now, the link. You can go up there at Brian Alvarez. And this afternoon at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, I will be on Texas Front Porch. It's a podcast. They normally talk about like Bigfoot and paranormal stuff, but today it's all pro wrestling. So we might get a Bigfoot comment in there or something, but it's going to be a pro wrestling interview today with me. 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Mark your calendars, live and free on YouTube. It'll be streaming live and free. So join us. I'll try to get the link up on Blue Sky and such later on. But something always goes wrong. I don't know if you guys have noticed or not. Something always goes wrong in life. Okay. Let's begin with
on the radio.
A couple of breaking scoops here. Because I know everybody likes scoops.
I love scoops.
Okay.
What you got? My boy, give me the scoops.
Well, it's not really a scoop. I'm just going to continue to tell everyone that I'm right. And you'll all find out soon enough.
All right.
Okay. It has now been, I think, 4 days or whatever. Yes. Within 2.5 weeks, okay? 2.5 weeks or less, Corey Graves will be back. And everyone online is going to report that it was a shoot that turned into a work. Mm. Everyone except me was going to tell you it was a work that turned into a work. It has been a work since the moment he did that face on NXT. And I know that everyone there thinks it's real. Well, I'm just telling you. Just telling you what I think, brother. It's very much like the Jade Cargill thing where they're still insisting it's all a work, but I continue to tell you that she is hurt. So this is not the first time that they've had a story that they're telling everybody that I don't think is the actual story. But that's my Corey Graves prediction. You take it to the bank. 2.5 weeks. Within 2.5 weeks, that's what's going to happen. Then there was Dynamite. I didn't get to talk about Dynamite on the show yesterday, but I got some updates on Dynamite. So if you listen to Observer Radio, Dave went on for a while about Hobbs got his knee Pillmanized, and then the babyfaces came down to make the save. The show went off the air, and then Hobbs made this giant comeback off the air and destroyed everybody. And, you know, he was talking about, why do they do this stuff off the air? It makes it seem meaningless, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the reason that they did it off the air was not to make it meaningless. The reason they did it off the air was because it wasn't supposed to be off the air. That's how the show was supposed to end. But they ran out of time.
Oh, my God.
And so he did his big comeback off air, and we didn't get to see it. So,
wait a second. I thought they had unlimited time at the end of these shows.
It's not unlimited time. I mean, even when they have an overrun, it's like, for whatever reason, they missed the cue and the show went off the air and we didn't get to see his big comeback.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Well, people, it explains
hold on.
Why he was good.
People will say, well, wait a second. He was going to get his leg Pillmanized and make his giant comeback with a Pillmanized leg. Okay? Whatever you think about whether that makes sense or not, yes, that was supposed to happen. Because I did check, and when it first happened, I was like, maybe Claudio wasn't supposed to Pillmanize the leg, and they just took so long to hit the babyface's music that he just felt like he had to. No, he was supposed to Pillmanize the leg, but the idea is, I guess, that this Hobbs is like such a big, scary monster that he made a one-legged comeback after being Pillmanized and killed everybody.
So they do that, but he gets choked out by Moxley and doesn't win the title. I mean, it's a nice try to do rehab within 10
But yeah, it is
seconds.
A nice try. That was the point. It was supposed to be a nice try, but then it didn't happen. So we'll see what happens. I don't want to do any spoilers here. Okay?
I don't know how nice of a try it was, Brian.
We will see what happens on Collision. When I know I demanded that he didn't lose. That didn't work out. But I have at least demanded that he must win the 12-man tag coming up on Collision on Saturday night.
I was hoping he wouldn't even be in it because they Pillmanized his leg, and I wasn't sure what the deal was with after the match. But, I mean, if you were going to go through all this, maybe you just should have had him win the title. And if he wasn't going to win the title, he didn't get choked out and laid out looking like that, even though he had to endure a lot in the time that it happened. I mean, I just don't. They fumbled
like,
the ball again, it feels like. But
it's
we'll
like
say.
A compliment sandwich, Mike.
Oh, I know, and
the,
what are
they
worth,
they,
Brian?
They
How
put him
they
over.
Taste?
They put him over big taste? In the match, then they beat him, and then they put him over big afterwards. That was the idea. Didn't quite work out that way in reality, but... And then the other thing I heard was the MJF promo went long, which if you watched it, I don't doubt that for a second.
Intended or not, it did.
Yeah, it went apparently longer than it was supposed to. And I don't know how much over, but
you said it went 14, right? So maybe it was due for 10.
I don't know, man. But it was
long.
Too long. I'll just say that. Hey, you know this whole AI thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this AI.
I don't like it.
Because now on X, I get all these AI stories on the site. And granted, they do put beta. Because they're just trying to figure out how this all works.
I thought they were calling you a name.
These headlines that AI comes up with are just like, what?
What you got?
Well, here's the headline from AI. WrestleMania 41, tickets now on sale for Las Vegas Spectacle. Okay, the tickets have been on sale forever, okay?
Well.
But what AI is missing here, because artificial intelligence is not quite that intelligent, is that you will now be able to buy a single night ticket for the 421 of you on the planet Earth who are going to fly all the way to Vegas, and you're going to get a hotel, and you're going to do all that. But you decided you only want to go Saturday.
Well.
You know, I know people are thinking I'm being, like, sarcastic, but if you look at, like, last year, they did a breakdown, and it was, like, 1,000 people out of 65,000 that got single-night tickets. 64,000 of the 65,000.
Fans matter, Brian.
Got both nights. So if you're one of those 1,000 people. The pre-sale is January 22nd, and the official on sale, is January 24th.
Well, this year, maybe there's an excuse. I mean, look what this thing falls on. Sunday's Easter.
So you're going to fly across the country or the world on Saturday and fly back for Easter at your family's house on Sunday?
Maybe. You get in there early. You're one of those people who want to watch all the independent shows and everything, and you're in there on Wednesday. You see Thursday and Friday and Saturday. You watch your night of WrestleMania, and then, yeah, you're out of there.
Well, we'll see.
You got to.
We'll see how many they sell.
But by the way, I won't be here Monday after WrestleMania. So it's
probably nobody will. But if you're a subscriber, we'll have about 50. Because I'm not even going to be home. I'm going.
You're gonna be there. I know you can't do a show at 3:00.
I'll probably be flying exactly at noon. I never do a show on a travel day because I can't.
Wait, I thought you said you're going to be there. Now you're traveling home on Monday.
Yeah, I travel home on Monday. I'm not staying for the Raw after WrestleMania. It hasn't been worth it for years. Maybe that'll all change this year. But I'm not doing it, so.
I hate to say it. It's unfortunately, well, look, 14 times a year I have to be Catholic, okay? It is Christmas, it's Easter, and it's about 12 Notre Dame games. So Easter this year falling with WrestleMania, and again, this is a new thing that they're doing. They always try to avoid these things before, and now I guess they just don't have any choice anymore. They don't think it matters, but it's one of those things that, you know, it might be a concern, you know, for some. For some, it's going to be a pain, and for me, it's going to be one of those times.
Well, everyone, if you want to give us a text, 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. We'll go into some of those and more news after the break. And then in that final segment, going to be phone call time. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Disgusted. Maximum Carnage on Wednesday. 679,000 viewers, up 10% from last week. And point 18 and 18 to 49, up 6%. So with the simulcast on Max, they are not losing television viewers. So what the new audience is, again, we don't know, but it's there. And hopefully they stick around on Max because we haven't gotten nothing from Max. We get like Netflix numbers, whatever you want to make of them. Nothing. Zilch from Max.
It'd be nothing you can believe anyway because it's going to come out in the form of a press release that whatever the numbers are, they're going to be manipulated to make them do whatever they want them to do and however glossy they want to make
sure,
them.
But that's not the thing. Really the thing is, whatever the number is, it doesn't matter. What matters is they do have new people watching the show. So let's keep these people like buying some tickets, buying some pay-per-views. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want to do.
How does that benefit me? I hope they
do. It doesn't benefit you.
Why are you hyping it up like this?
Actually, it could benefit you because if they're selling more tickets, maybe they'll actually run somewhere near where you live.
Actually, I'm stunned. I really am stunned they haven't run Salisbury, Maryland, which is right there in Mark Briscoe territory. I'm telling you, you could run an outdoor show there, but certainly there is a building there that is small enough, you know, really in their wheelhouse to run the Wacomico Youth and Civic Center that's been there for years and has done a lot of WWF. I think AEW, again, they seem to run DC and that metro area a lot, and they have that new sports and entertainment building that WWE is going to be running soon for NXT for Vengeance, I think, coming up in February. So I don't know. This is seemingly a really good place for them, considering Ohio and Kentucky and some of the other places that they seem to go to a lot. I don't know why they didn't, but they've been weird from the jump when it comes to how they've routed a lot of these shows. I mean, that was one of the big complaints about people on the West Coast was, is this promotion ever going to come here, or are we going to have to go to Chicago in one of the seven shows that they run in Chicago every year? So I don't know what the rhyme or reason is when it comes to these. And now that they've switched up their buildings, again, I don't know if that's actually going to benefit people or not when it comes to spreading out some of these shows, trying to find unique buildings that are just big enough to try to sell tickets to.
Oh, where are
I tried we? To vamp for you as long as I could.
I'm trying to find out where confirming something here. That's what I like to do. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Is the child yours?
Would you stop? So listen, have you seen them? So, this coming Sunday is TNA Genesis. And this is coming on the heels of the announcement that WWE and TNA have signed a multi-year partnership that will see wrestlers from TNA and NXT appear regularly on each other's programming. And the point of all of this is the Genesis card on Sunday is in Dallas, which in fact just happens to be the location of Raw the next day. Yeah. So I would expect some crossover here this coming weekend. The Genesis show has Nick Nemeth and Joe Hendry. Do we believe in Joe Hendry? We can believe in him and he can still lose. Masha Slamovich, although I expect him to win the title. Masha Slamovich versus Rosemary in a Clockwork House of Oranges match, or whatever I used to call it. That's like a hardcore match.
It's the most Baltimore you ever sounded right there. Rosemary.
And Jordan Grace versus Tessa Blanchard. The Hardys against the Rascals for the TNA Tag Team titles. Moose versus Ace Austin for the X Division title. Josh Alexander, Mike Santana, I Quit match. Knockouts champion Spitfire will defend against Ash and Heather by Elegance.
When are you going to be Chico by Elegance?
Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers versus Steve Macklin and Eric Young, and then Frankie Kazarian and Leon Slater is the pre-show match. So that's Sunday, followed by a Raw also in Dallas, Texas on Monday. So we'll see what happens there. You watching this show?
I think I might watch the show, actually.
I'm going to try and watch some of it. I want to see this Nemeth-Joe Hendry match. Where's Lenny? Lenny was certain that Joe Hendry would be in WWE by now. Where's he at?
That's going to be.
That's what makes it so
intriguing. Mm. Oh, of course. That's what makes it so intriguing here. Is Joe Hendry ever going to win that TNA championship? Or what is going to happen here when it comes to him? What's also going to happen when it comes to Tessa Blanchard and Moose? I would love to see. It's going to be interesting. Again, this is very beneficial, I think, for NXT and for the amount of people that they have under contract that they can work in TNA. And it's going to be good for some people like Jordan Grace and Joe Hendry that they're going to have a chance to go to WWE and do things there. When it's going to be interesting with Tessa Blanchard and with Moose and some of the other people that could come through TNA. You know, are they ever going to actually have that opportunity again? Or are they just going to, you know, kind of just linger there? Because Moose is somebody that he's been everywhere else except for AEW and WWE, and there seems to be a stigma still attached to him that does not affect TNA whatsoever. So, I mean, if it's going to happen for one of those two people, it's probably got to happen now in the next couple of years during this agreement, or it's really never going to happen.
You know, they did, I didn't even watch TNA regularly, but they did Slammiversary. And they had a multi-person match for the title. It was Moose, who was the champion, Frankie Kazarian, Josh Alexander, Steve Macklin, Nick Nemeth, and Joe Hendry. And everyone thought Joe Hendry is winning the title. And I said, he's not going to win the title in this match. Why did I say that? I said, if you want to crown this guy, it should be in a singles match. Right? I said that.
Yes.
So then they had the Bound for Glory show. And it actually was a singles match. And it was Nick Nemeth and Joe Hendry, Frankie Kazarian as a referee. And I thought, well, you know, singles match, big show of the year. Maybe he's going to do it. And he didn't do it. And at that point, I thought, you know what? Maybe he is going to WWE. But now they have booked the match again on pay-per-view in a singles match. And I see absolutely no reason for him to have a second singles match with Nick Nemeth that he would lose and then go to WWE. I think he's winning. I think that, I don't, like, everyone talking about going to, I don't even know when his contract's up. He may have months and months. He could have years left for all I know. So I think he's winning the title. He's getting crowned champion on Sunday. We'll enter the forever long it lasts, the Joe Hendry era, and that'll be that. Doesn't mean he can't appear in the Royal Rumble. I mean,
I wonder if we're going to get a lot of JBL. JBL has been a thing when it comes to Nick Nemeth in TNA and in...
Oh, God, we got to see him on two shows in a row?
Puerto Rico and AAA and wherever else he's gone here, and that's the thing. He's going to be there on Monday. So I wonder, because I guess they're going to be competing. Will JBL show up at the Hammerstein show at GCW? He's been there before, or does he show up in TNA and... I would figure he's probably going to show up in TNA and then work his way over to Raw on Monday.
How about this for a wacky storyline? They've announced that JBL's doing commentary on Raw. He shows up at Bound for Glory, or whatever this one's called. I just screwed up my whole plug.
Afterburn.
No, he shows up at Genesis. It's the Genesis. It's the beginning. It's January. Yes. He shows up at January Genesis for TNA Wrestling. And he gets attacked by Corey Graves.
Oh.
Because Corey wants his seat on Raw. That would be so hokey. I don't think it's going to happen. But God, who only knows?
So hokey, I'd pop for it, though. It'd be funny.
Who only knows, man? Good. Let's see what we got in the text message bin. Then we're going to open those phone lines after the break. And our special international web browser line, which has got such a cool, hip name for you youngsters out there. The International Web Browser Line. Only. Actually, it's not only on Wrestling Observer Live, because I'm going to do it on After Dark this coming Wednesday, and I'm going to stay on the air one way or the other. If I have to send that show live to Byline via Skype, I'm going to do it.
Can you do it
via
shortwave?
That show is going to air on Wednesday on Sports Byline for the entire hour. Okay?
Actually, you should put it on shortwave. I don't know.
I may have to send it to him via shortwave.
Those bands can't cost anything anymore. You should put it up there. It'd just be freaky for somebody in the middle of nowhere, the shortwave radio in the middle of, you know, Africa or something like that, going, what is this? Why does he keep complaining about these issues with the audio dropping?
Bert says, AI sucks now, but it's going to reverse aging.
Oh, come on.
Within 15 years.
It was one of these goofs.
Prime Shawn Michaels versus Kenny Omega is possible.
You can't live forever, people. You can't do it. Stop trying to do it. Stop trying to look like you're 20 when you're 70, you freaky pervert-looking people. Will you cut it out? Just stop.
What's that bloke's name, Brian Johnson, that does all that, you know, he got his kid's blood transfused into him and everything like that? You ever seen this guy on Instagram?
Get the hell out of here.
He's like my age. He looks at least 30 years older. So I don't know what he's doing, but I ain't doing it. Person says, I think the TNA champion in the Royal Rumble is something WWE and TNA will want. Well, of course. Of course. This person
here. WWE, they were very clear to point out that this was going to benefit NXT superstars and whatever they called the TNA talent. You know, I know there are going to be people that could come up as surprises in the Royal Rumble, but WWE's got a lot of people under contract who could be surprises themselves. So I can see a lot of this really being limited to NXT or to, yeah, just their NXT interaction.
Oh, man, I got a question after the break. Oh, man. Oh. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mm-hmm. This question here.
Yeah.
My eggs are not that expensive, bro. How many eggs do you think I eat? That's another discussion. Anyway, this person
says... Eggs are kind of expensive.
Brandon Thurston had an interesting op-ed where he proposed Daniel Bryan take over as head booker for AEW. Well, I assume this will never actually happen. What are your thoughts on this? Does Daniel Bryan have experience in booking previously? Well, it is never going to happen. But here's the thing. I don't know, man. I don't know, okay? The thing with Daniel Bryan is, and this to me is like a very, very important thing, okay? Regardless of what he thinks about Vince McMahon as a person, and, you know, obviously his father-in-law was his ex-father-in-law, I think he called him, was involved in this as well. But the fact of the matter is, he has always repeatedly, ad nauseum, praised Vince McMahon as a booker, okay? Now, all I hear is people don't want AEW to be like WWE. Now, I don't know if he would take over booking and book like Vince McMahon.
Well, look what he's been
involved with.
But
he's put the guy over multiple times as being a genius.
He and Drew Gulak, he's done things that have not benefited him or the company with how he's wanted something portrayed or laid out in the way that it's gone. I mean, that's a an artistic thing, I guess. You can either like some of the things that he's done in his feuds or not. It's been hit and miss with AEW, but and I think a lot of miss, unfortunately, with him. But I just don't understand why.
He wanted his ring name to be Buddy Peacock.
It was a long time ago.
He's had a lot of ideas that were like shot down. But I will say this, okay? I'll say one other thing, okay?
Yes.
Do you know who was just like
that
the most...
That was worse than Flex Cabana Rock. It was.
Annoying.
That would have been worse.
The most selfish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, was Triple H. Remember that? When he was on top? He buried everybody. Mm-hmm. It was all about himself. He held this guy down. He held that guy down. Like, if you would have asked me in 2001 or so, 2002, hey, should Triple H ever should he take over Vince McMahon? He'd be like, please no. Oh, my God. I can't think of a worse. But you know what? He's done a significantly better job than Vince McMahon in that role. So who knows? Here's the thing. He has no, Daniel Bryan has no experience whatsoever in booking, okay? Perhaps he would be great. Perhaps he wouldn't. I have no idea. So, not really something to argue, but there are different things to look at other than, well, he seems to be a nice, smart guy. Well, he is a nice, smart guy. It doesn't mean he can book. Well, he's also a nice guy, and sometimes when you're a booker, you can't just be a nice guy all the time. Like, you got to lay down that hammer.
No, I can see him being somebody who could lay down the hammer, but also there are some people, and it was always that Ted Williams thing in baseball where... There are just some guys who are otherworldly when it comes to their craft, but when it comes to teaching or when it comes to then booking, they just can't do it. For whatever reason, they can only or do it to a certain degree. I think that was one of the issues with Ric Flair was he could only do things to a certain degree, and then he'd have to rely on Kevin Sullivan or Jim Cornette or Jim Ross or whoever was in the mix at the time, because he was very limited on how good he was. But in the ring, he obviously there was nothing that he couldn't do and do it with anyone, but he just couldn't put other people in those positions all the time. So who knows? You know, that was, I think we may have gotten a question like that about WWE. What happens to Triple H? Well, as the executive producer of the show, I mean, we could have an executive producer and we can have somebody that is in control of in control of the booking. Because now in this era of WWE, in the TKO era, like maybe Lee Fitting stays in that executive producer role, but then there's also an Adam Pearce. There's a lot of people with a lot of experience there that, you know, you never know what could happen. And even though this probably terrifies people, if something, God forbid, happened to Triple H, and he has had a heart attack before, as a stopgap, does Stephanie McMahon sit in that role? Does she come back? I would doubt it. But I would doubt it. I would figure it's a Paul Heyman or something like that. But also, Paul Heyman.
Or Shane.
Would Paul Heyman want to do so? No, yes. Shane would it never be. There's at least a percentage chance. But, you know, for Paul Heyman, it's probably a dream. But also, at this point, does he need it? And as he ages and all that stuff, I mean, you got to have, hopefully they have some sort of succession plan and they have people that they're training up. Look, Albert's another one that people kind of forget about. But if something happened to Shawn Michaels, you know, some people immediately would go, well, William Regal's going to get that role. Not necessarily. There's other people down there, including Albert, who's been down there now for years. Lord Tensai, can't even remember the man's real name, Matt Bloom. You know, who's been around, who maybe could fill that void. It's not a sexy name. It's not a flashy name, but he's somebody who might be able to do it. And that's why I think Dustin Rhodes, people talk about Bryan Danielson. Why not Dustin Rhodes in that position?
Okay, hold on. Let's stop now for a second. Okay.
Go ahead.
Because let me explain something to all of you. Because we got another question here.
Go ahead.
Do you think there should be a new head booker for AEW?
That's not happening.
Listen, guys. Listen.
Tony, is that?
Do you remember when they did that thing where Eric Bischoff was in charge of Raw and Paul Heyman was in charge of SmackDown, they were going to be the bookers for those two shows? Do any of you actually think they were the bookers of those shows? They were not. The only way that Tony is not going to be the booker of AEW is if he leaves, dies, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter if he names Bryan Danielson or Dustin Rhodes or He brings back Bill Watts from the dead. It doesn't matter. It is still going to be Tony's show. That's it. So I don't even know why we're arguing this, because it's never going to happen.
We're not arguing. Open now, up the phone lines.
I'll do those in a minute. Sorry. This person has another one that I want to address here, because I keep hearing this, okay?
It's supposed to be Fun Friday.
This person says, Brian, is Tony Khan still upset at Hangman for the punk stuff, et cetera, et cetera? All right, listen. I hear from people in AEW every single day, okay? I have never once heard from anybody in AEW that Tony has soured on Hangman and he will not push him because of what happened with CM Punk. No one from the company has ever said that. I have only heard that from fans, okay? But it has now become like a thing that's true, okay? It's not, all right?
How? When he's one of every show.
He's one of 50 guys. There's 220 people or however many there. He's one of 220 guys. Sometimes he gets pushed big. Sometimes he doesn't. This is not... You know what happens when Tony sours on you? You vanish and you're never seen again. Okay? You aren't like in pay-per-view matches and four-way main events. Okay? If you don't like how he's being booked, that's fine. But we don't need to make up a story that he will never be pushed again because of what happened with Punk and et cetera, et cetera. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Steven from Yuma, your back-to-back prediction winner.
Yes, Steven. You got to email me your info, dude.
I did. I'll try again.
Yeah, do it again. I don't read my emails.
Yeah, I'll check this out. All right. You mentioned that since, you know, Raw was on Netflix, that they've had a uptick in their ticket sales. Has AEW had a similar one since they've gone to Max?
That's actually a good question. I would have to check that out. In fact, I will put that on my list to check out here, Steven.
But you were rallying for the first segment.
Yes, thank you very much for the call. I will check that out.
Sell some tickets here.
I haven't even given the number and everybody's calling.
What is it?
I don't know. People are calling, so I better not give it out right now. All right, you're on the air. What's going on? Going
Hello,
once.
Brian.
There we go. What's
and
up?
Mike? Yeah, I have a question. So, you know what Penta debuting, but nobody can argue that it was a great debut. Perfectly came off as a star. But do you think he's going to stay being presented as one? Do you think he's going to get lost in the shuffle in like 3 weeks? I have a friend of mine, he thinks he's going to be Intercontinental Champion by WrestleMania. What do you guys think?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. So we don't know, because Dragon Lee came in and they've done absolutely zilch with him. Okay. Now, here's the thing. What got Penta over the biggest on Monday was his promo, okay? And he was not supposed to go as long as he did. He went over his time. But, like, it was such a great promo, and it was from the heart, and he spoke Spanish, and they were in the right place at the right time, and these people went absolutely crazy for this guy, that even though he went over time, like, nobody was unhappy. At least nobody said it. There might have been people later in the show that got their time cut. But the point is, nobody was unhappy about it. He got himself over big. However, if we remove the promo, I mean, the idea was he was going to go in there, be presented as a superstar in the right place at the right time in San Jose. They literally delayed it a week because they had so many Undertakers and et cetera, et cetera. It's like, you know, why have him get lost in the shuffle? We want this guy to be over. So they pushed it back a week. And if you watched this past Monday's Raw, he was, I mean, the show ended, he was the biggest thing on that show. And he was put in position to be a star. He was given a big star entrance. He was given a win over Chad Gable clean. So I don't know what the future holds for Penta, but you cannot watch Raw on Monday and conclude they don't want to get this guy over, okay? And, you know, the other thing, too, is where did Dragon Lee come from?
AEW? No.
He came from, New Japan, Mexico, did some indies. Where did Penta come from?
AEW?
Yes. What have they done with everybody who is even a modicum of a star that has come from AEW? I mean, the person who you could argue they did the least with was Ethan Page, because they sent him to NXT and not the main roster. He won the title immediately, okay? When they get somebody who is seen as a star to jump from AEW, they try much harder to get those people over as compared to somebody they'll get from somewhere else. Hey. So I think that he's getting a big push, and I think they're going to try to get him over as the next Rey Mysterio. And obviously, they want Phoenix! So they're not going to bury the guy. They're going to want him to get over so Phoenix is just salivating to show up on this program.
They got Brian Pillman Jr. and changed him to Lexus King and made him more Brian Pillman than he'd ever been before in his entire life. I remember when WWE got Chris Jericho way back, and he came over, and they did with Penta what they did with Jericho in a way on that first night, which was take somebody who's a little bit of a star and amplify it and just make people who don't know what's going on see all this reaction, see people wearing this guy's merch already, doing his catchphrase already, and going, what the hell is going on here? And then he sold it with the promo. Now would be the time to strike with him. I do worry long-term because they have a bad reputation because of all the people they brought in. But again, they've been waiting for another Rey Mysterio to come along, and I think they have him. They can say it's not the next Rey Mysterio. It's going to be the first Penta.
All right, very quickly, last call. You're on the air. What's up? Going once. Oh, I got
TNA.
That. Sorry, go ahead. Who is this? Sorry, that was my fault. Brandon?
The WWE TNA collaboration will lead to an invasion angle that culminates at Survivor Series War Games.
That's what you think? We're going to have a TNA versus WWE War Games?
Well, do you think we will?
I think
we're doing that.
Well, based on the agreement and what they said in the press release, I could see them doing an NXT versus TNA War Games. I don't think you're going to see main roster WWE versus TNA. But I think an NXT War Games, a very likely possibility. Thanks, dude.
Cool. Happy
Appreciate
Friday,
it.
Y'all.
Yeah, sorry I had you on mute. That was my fault. I was an idiot. All right, back in a moment. Observer Live. Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Want to apologize. Meant to say Ole Anderson. Bill Watts is still alive, 85 years old. So actually, maybe he could come back and book Dynamite.
I don't.
I'm sure he's kept up with the business.
I can imagine the Young Bucks and Bill Watts back. I guess in some ways I can, but I don't think it would end well.
All right. I should mention if you enjoyed a fun Friday, and who did not, you can listen to me at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Texas Front Porch podcast. We're talking wrestling this time. Last time I went on there, we talked After Dark type fun and games. Today, it's pro wrestling.
Do they give you free barbecue on that show?
I hope so. And it's on YouTube. You can watch live and free in chat. Put questions in the chat box if you want to ask me questions. And that's going to be at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern today. The link is on my Twitter. I'll put it up on some other social media coming up here as well. And check it out because it's going to be a lot of fun. And I will be back later on this weekend. A lot of shows the last couple of days. The After Dark podcast is up. It's complete. Forget the byline issues. The complete podcast is up. Brandon V last night, AEW and NXT for an hour and a half. That was a fun time. And the new Observer's up on the front page as well. So sign up today, WrestlingObserver.com or Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. How do I find that, you ask? FRWOnline.com/Apple. FRWOnline.com/Spotify.
I uploaded to those yesterday.
Finally?
Yeah.
FRWOnline.com/YouTube.
I'm sure it will be reflected in my check.
I'll go upload them right now. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.